Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show will focus in on career counseling, and we will do a little bit different way that we've been doing in the past. What I'm going to be doing is stating some questions and then answering them in a way that would give you some information on some things that you would need to know and use when planning your career. First of all, what kind of job would give you satisfaction? Let me first tell you what would give me satisfaction. I enjoy helping people, so that I do what I do as a professional speaker, a trainer. I help people with planning their career. I help people with discovering ways that their behavior patterns influence how they behave in certain situations. Therefore, the perfect job for me is to do what I do, which is to be a work in human resources and train other people to reach their maximum potential. Now, what would frustrate me in the workplace? Previously, I have worked in telemarketing. That means that I'm sitting at a desk, sitting at a phone, and dialing numbers one after the other. For me, that's very frustrating because I have a habit of wanting to move around. I have a habit of wanting to talk to people face to face, and I'm not real fast at dialing numbers on the phone. Therefore, in my case, telemarketing is not the best job, but yet it is the job that I've held the longest because being someone with a disability, for many reasons, those were the only jobs available to me. And the big drawback on jobs like that is it's a very low-paying job, plus you're not usually not considered full-time, so they don't have to pay you health benefits. That's why usually people who hold telemarketing jobs are usually teenagers or someone who's doing it as a sideline, but that's not their main income. Now, okay, what is your current work experience and what gives you satisfaction? Well, my work experience is telemarketing, market research. What I liked about market research was that you were calling people and asking them questions because they had put their name in the pile as wanting to be called for any reason or to take part in any activity where their opinions counted. I've usually done that as a participant as well because you can make $25, $50, $100 for an hour or 2 hours of your time. Now, the satisfaction in that is that you're not invading people's privacy like you do generally on a call when you're doing telemarketing or sales, but you're inviting them to something that they qualify for. Now, what would frustrate me in the workplace? Well, frustration for me in the workplace is being expected to do something that I can't do or that I really don't want to do. That's why you need to look at your job when you go in for an interview. The problem is that what the personnel manager might tell you the expectations are, and you think you're going to like it, and then you get on the job and you find out it's totally different. It's not exactly what you thought it was going to be when you first signed up to take that job. So what you sometimes have to do is figure out ways to get around that frustration. And there are many things that you can do, but you just need to work at it and figure it out because each job has its own unique aspects about it. Let me tell you about something that I did years ago. My background is in mental health and psychology. So I took a job where I was working for the Lowndes Valdosta Development Center. It was more of a social work position as opposed to a counseling position, which I enjoyed more. But the difference was that I did not spend a lot of time in the office. What I did do was I went out to visit the families. I did the Title 20 report. Plus, I used to be a part of the comprehensive evaluation team who represented the individual. When the group would get together, they would decide what services were available. Because it was early on, before the laws began to change, and the fact of the matter was that when you had someone with a severe developmental disability, many a times they were in a situation where the family was taking care of them. But if you got to a point where the parents were getting elderly and they couldn't take care of them, then you needed to plan with things like what other services were available to them, or would they be institutionalized. Now, today, there is no such thing as institutionalization. There is more of a supportive living environment where the individual is living out of an apartment with a caregiver 24 hours a day, and that caregiver is there to make sure that their needs are being taken care of. So in that case, you know, every job is different, so you kind of need to look at what it is that you want to do as opposed to where you want to be in the future. But you also need to take it in terms of where will I be long term? Am I going to be in this type of job or that type of job? Now, and you also need to think, am I going to work with a company where I'm going to grow with that company, or am I eventually somewhere down the road going to be owning my own business? So how can I utilize my skills with this company here now and take those skills down the road into owning my own business? Simple reason. Do you just want a job or do you want a career? And when you plan for that, you have to look at it in different ways. Now, what direction you want your career to take, that depends on whether you want to own a company that is going to grow or whether you just want to own an internet company. Recently, I heard from someone that I haven't heard from in a number of years. He was looking to pick up the relationship where it left off. Now, what I remember about that relationship and how he treated me was not a very good one. But what he remembered was the satisfaction that he got out of it with the games that he was playing with me. And after the relationship ended, I had figured out that somewhere along the line, this guy was in the porno business. He always seemed to never have a he was always saying that he was an insurance agent, marketing himself as an insurance agent, but yet he had not really worked in the insurance business when I met him at least 4 or 5 years. And yet he always seemed to have money to pay large, high rents. What he would do is he paid everything in cash so that the money was not traceable. And then what he would do is he would go around telling people he was an uninsured insurance agent looking for a job, but he really wasn't. He moved down to Miami, and at the time I was in a very precarious situation with my family, was running away from them, and let the relationship linger on because I was using him as an escape to get away from them. And so I let the relationship continue on and went down to Miami with him. Now, my mother lived in Tamarack, Florida, and he was in Miami, Florida, and there was at least 100 miles difference in miles between us. But what happened was I stayed with her and then would, because my relationship with her was not the best, would use him as an escape to stay with her, or to get away from her for a short period of time. That's why I managed to stay with my mother for another 4 months after the relationship ended with him. And it did not end very well. There were many a times that when he had to go do something, he would drop me off somewhere and say he'd be back at a specific time. And then he'd show up 4 or 5 hours later than he told me he would. And that left me out there stranded. Another time, we went to breakfast, and I needed to do something, and he didn't want to wait, and he took off and left me. I felt stranded there. So when I finally ended it, I was like, what am I doing? I'm putting myself in a bad situation just because I'm running away from them. And yet here he is calling me, asking me to pick up where we left off, and, you know, and what a great relationship it was. And as far as I was concerned, he still owes me money, because when he moved down to Florida, when he first gave up his apartment, I had purchased from him his bed and his lamps. Then he took the bed back because it was sitting outside of my sister's place. It was not somewhere where it could have been held and taken care of until I needed it many years later. So I ended up giving it to him. They did not want me to give it to him. But at the same time, I knew that if I left it with them and they sold it, they would never have given me the money that they made from it. So I just went on and gave it to him. And now he's expecting that he can come and pick up with me where he left off. The ironic thing is this guy is into making porno movies. And how I found out was that when I was with him, he talked about making movies. And he talked about Sylvester Stallone and Sharon Stone and using them for a movie that he was planning and he was plotting out, supposedly. The thing is that after I left my family and came back to Atlanta, I had a friend that was working with a company where they sold long distance. So because he had 4 phone lines, she called him in switching the long distance service. And he'd agreed to it. But then her supervisor had to call and verify all the information, and they were going to tape the information. Well, he didn't want anything with his taped, so he backed out of the agreement and had told her that if she wanted to get back in touch with him, she could get in touch with him at home because he was going to be working at home. Now, what other project would someone be making out of their home except a porno film? Because this is something that he had talked about, that it would take $40,000 to make a porno film. Then it would take a week to make. And after you made it and you only needed a bedroom and one location, then you could take and make duplications of the film, and then you could ship it out. You can make anywhere from $250,000 to $300,000 making a porno film. And if he makes one a year, now he's talking about how he had bought property and he was going to pay for it in cash. Well, he's planning on paying $325,000 down for a home in cash. To do that, you have to have had enough of an income coming in to be able to plan that. So many a times you have to think about those things. What is the direction that you want your career to take? This is his direction that he wanted his career to take, only he's hiding it. And recently when he's talking to me, he's telling me how he has a website up selling insurance. Now, I've been on the Internet, and I've looked for his name. Everything that comes up with his name has everything to do with filmmaking. Now, I know that the names that he's putting on those website is not the name or the type of movie that he's marketing. He's hiding what he's really doing. So in many ways, what you need to do is think of it this way. You know, if you have a specific path that you want to take, you need to think of what you need to do to make it all happen. This is what he's chosen for himself. Now, let's think about what are some of the benefits of having a job versus a career. Now, the benefit of having a job is it's a guaranteed income. And in some cases, you're having health care benefits. But long term, what are the benefits? Because in today's marketplace, there are no long term jobs. If you last 5 years with a company, that's usually the length of what it's going to take you to reach and peak out in the job market, because corporations today are outsourcing many of those positions. They're not looking at hiring people and promoting them into management and eventually middle management and upper management and even into the upper echelons in the corporate world. Those jobs are gone. And that is usually what you're looking for when you start a job. You're looking to make it a career. So if there are no careers in the workplace anymore, then what can you do and what alternatives do you have to do something that becomes a career? And today, you may very well look at doing something on the internet, because there's lots of companies that the way they market on the internet is they use affiliates. And to use an affiliate means that you are in essence assigned a link through a website address to their main website. And you could market it through your emails, to your friends, to your relatives, to in almost any way. This is the new way of doing network marketing. And then what happens is you're in essence paid a finder's fee by these companies for helping them sell their products and services. It's another way, and it's a good way, to set up opportunities for yourself to create a career. Then, too, if it's not something that is your own product, then you may eventually get to the point where you can create and develop your own products. It's what I'm doing by doing these radio shows. Because all of these tapes can be downloaded, they can turn around and be transcribed, or they can end up being put on a desk where I can sell them as a product. So that what I'm doing is I'm planning my career so that I can find and reach my maximum potential in the workplace. Now, what are some changes that you can make to adjust your expectations in the workplace? Now, if you're in a job and you were hired on to do a specific task, and then you get on the job and you find it's not exactly what you thought it was, then you need to find a way to make adjustments. And whether that's in the way you do your job, the way you set everything up, the way you lay it out, what it does is it helps you to adjust so that you can create more opportunity for yourself in the workplace. And you also need to kind of ask questions during the interview so that you get more of an idea of what the expectations are for you on the job when you get there. Simple reason. When you get hired, because they want the best type of person, and what they're going to do is they're going to tell you that what you want to hear about the job that will entice you. It may be the salary. It may be some of the perks that you get on the job. It may be your vacation time, anything that they think will get you hooked and give you an interest on wanting to take that job to begin with. Then it's up to you to make your decision on whether or not you feel that this is the type of job for you. Most of the jobs that I've had have been working for the state. And in doing so, then what happened was, you know, what they did was entice you by giving you the specifics, because they had to take the person who was usually at the top of the list on the merit system. They really didn't have a whole lot of leeway in who they chose to fill those positions. So they had to entice you in other ways to get you to want to take the job. Now, what if you could visualize the perfect career? What would it be? Now, think about it. What are the things that you really enjoy doing? What are your hobbies? Can you turn those hobbies into something that can end up leading you towards a career in that field? Let's think of some ways and some things that you might be able to do. And what is it if you enjoy speaking in front of groups? Then you also need to think in terms of plotting out and laying out information products. Why information products? Because you need products that you can use at the back of the room that's your products. Now, you can also work with or start out with training companies who hire you to go out and present their specific programs. The reason you do that is because it gives you the experience of learning how to get up in front of groups and be dynamic. Because you want to try, you have to be able to sell yourself. And in the meantime, you can develop your products along the way. And see, you have to think of what is it that you want to do. Even a personal trainer in the healthcare industry that work teaching people specific exercises. Now they can either work for a company where they pay a percentage of the fee that the person signs up for when they sign up to have a personal trainer take them through the circuit. But you're also in a very situation where these people only sign up for a limited number of classes. So then you either have to keep getting more and more students, or you can turn around and go out on your own and market yourself where you go into homes of people who are, have careers and want a personal trainer to come in and work with them on an ongoing basis. But even so, you might want to start developing some books on exercise, because that's something that doesn't end after a short period of time, because you created something that will be on the shelves long term. It also is a way to help you keep promoting yourself and keep your name in front of the public. There are many ways that you can turn around. And visualization, what that does is, say you're at the beginning of your career, and many times the most successful people in a field are that way reach that pinnacle because they have put themselves in that position, they've seen themselves in that position, and they've guaranteed themselves that they're going to make that income. And that is some of the things that you can do to help put your career where you want to be down the road in the next few years, because it's also something that you have to plan. A career doesn't happen without a plan, and usually you have to write that plan out. If you're just starting out and say you want to be in the next level, then if you write that down and then write a specific date down for it, and then you lay out everything you've got to do to reach that down the road, then what you've done is set yourself up for success, because you're gearing yourself towards that target date. Many years ago, when I was staying with my mother and I knew I wanted to move and get away from her because the situation was not a healthy one for me, I remembered writing down on my calendar that I was going to be leaving and going somewhere else. And lo and behold, once I wrote it down, then what the end result was that when that date came, I was on a plane out of there. And at the time, because of the situation that I was involved with, I did not speak to them for another 3 years after that. And even then, the only reason why I finally got in touch with them was because I was in a situation where I needed their help. or I would never have gotten back in touch with them, because I have found that being in an unhealthy situation is detrimental to my psychological health. And for me to reach my goals, I needed an environment where I had a lot of support and a lot of emotional support. And that was not coming from my family. So therefore, since they were detrimental to me reaching my career, then what I had to do was distance myself from them. Now, in the last year, I've been able to start putting together a website that is going to be marketing me, but not just marketing me, but selling my products. It will be generating an income. And I have been on several business networking groups. One of them was a group called Rise. And in that group, I had also joined a forum for people that do personal coaching. And in the process of doing that, had come across an ad of someone looking for people to participate in a specific program to help young adults. So I submitted my application and all the things they need, and as of this morning, I received from them a letter that out of all of the applicants that I was included in being accepted into being one of the presenters, and in doing so, that they would pay, that I would receive payment from each participant into my PayPal account, and that is a $300 payment. Now, all it would take me to do at $300 is have 10 people to participate, and if, even if I do just one a month, I've already made $3,000 for the month. And for someone who has struggled to pay their bills and has done fundraising to keep the bills paid, this is the final step towards reaching my goals. But it's something that is taking me years towards doing to reach it. And as you can see, it's because I kept working towards it and I visualized myself in that type of job and in that position, that it is now a reality for me. And it can also, anything that you choose to do can also become a reality for you. It's just something that you have to plan. And part of planning is setting your goals to success and learning to live without limits. This is something that I had to do because I grew up in an environment where people with disabilities were told the best thing you can do is live at home and get a government check and never choose to go out and be independent. This was the role that my family took, and they refused to change, even though I was proving that I could be independent and I could take care of myself. And I've struggled, and there's been many a times that I've had trouble paying my bills because my family has refused to help me. They have refused to help me because they were trying to sabotage me reaching my goals. But because I have chosen to continue towards that end result, that it is finally happening for me. But it took me many years to make that leap into the final step into reaching the final goals. Now it's up to you to make that decision for yourself as well. And I would like to thank you for participating in this week's show.